January 21st through the 27th. John chapter 1. We have found the Messiah. As you read and ponder John chapter 1, record the impressions you receive. What messages do you find that will be of most value to you and your family? What could you share in your church classes? Have you ever wondered whether you would have recognized Jesus of Nazareth as the Son of God if you had been alive during his mortal ministry? For years, faithful Israelites, including Andrew, Peter, Philip, and Nathanael, had waited and prayed for the coming of the promised Messiah. When they met him, how did they know that he was the one they had been seeking? The same way all of us come to know the Savior, by accepting the invitation to come and see for ourselves. See John chapter 1, verse 39. We read about him in the scriptures. We hear his doctrine. We observe his way of living. We feel his spirit. Along the way, we discover, as Nathanael did, that the Savior knows us and loves us and wants to prepare us to receive greater things. See John 1:50. Ideas for personal scripture study. The Gospel of John. Who was John? John was a disciple of John the Baptist and later became one of the first followers of Jesus Christ and one of his 12 apostles. He wrote the Gospel of John, several epistles, and the book of Revelation. In his Gospel, he referred to himself as the disciple whom Jesus loved and the other disciple. See John chapter 13, verse 23, and chapter 20, verse 3. John's zeal for preaching the gospel was so strong that he asked to stay on the earth until the Savior's second coming so he could bring souls unto Christ. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 7, verses 1 through 6. See also Bible Dictionary, John, and John, Gospel of. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. Jesus Christ was in the beginning with God. John began his gospel by describing the work that Christ performed before he was born. In the beginning, the Word, or Jesus Christ, was with God. What do you learn from verses 1 through 5 about the Savior and his work? You can find helpful clarifications in Joseph Smith translation, John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5, in the Bible appendix. As you begin your study of the Savior's life, why is it important to know about his premortal work? See also Jesus Christ Chosen as Savior, Gospel Topics, topics.lds.org. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 18. Disciples of Jesus Christ bear witness of him. John was inspired to seek the Savior because of the testimony of John the Baptist, who declared that he was sent to bear witness of the true light. See John chapter 1, verses 8 through 9, and verses 15 through 18. John himself also bore powerful witness of the life and mission of the Savior. It might be interesting to make a list of truths that John included in his opening testimony of Christ. Verses 1 through 18. See also Joseph Smith translation, John chapter 1, verses 1 through 19, in the Bible appendix. Why do you think that John began his gospel with these truths? Consider writing your witness of Jesus Christ. What would you want to share? What experiences have helped you come to know and follow the Savior? Who might be blessed by hearing your testimony? John chapter 1, verse 12. What does it mean to become the sons of God? Though we are all spirit sons and daughters of God, when we sin, we become estranged or separated from him. Jesus Christ offers us a way back. Through his atoning sacrifice and our obedience to gospel covenants, he gives us power to become the sons and daughters of God once again. We are born again and become reconciled to our Father, worthy of his eternal inheritance and heirs of all that he has. See Romans chapter 8, verses 14 through 18, Jacob chapter 4, verse 11. John chapter 1, verse 18. Has anyone seen God? The Old Testament records examples of people who saw God. See Genesis chapter 32, verse 30, Exodus chapter 33, verse 11, Isaiah chapter 6, verse 5. So why would John the Baptist say that no man hath seen God at any time? The Joseph Smith translation of this verse, see John chapter 1, verse 18, footnote C, clarifies that God the Father does appear to men, and when he does, he bears record of his Son. For example, when he appeared to Joseph Smith in the sacred grove, he said to Joseph, "This is my beloved Son. Hear him." See Joseph Smith History, chapter 1, verse 17. See also Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verse 23. There are several other recorded instances where people saw God the Father in vision. See Acts chapter 7, verses 55 through 56, Revelation chapter 4, verse 2, 1 Nephi chapter 1, verse 8, Doctrine and Covenants, section 137, verses 1 through 3, or heard his voice bearing record of the Son. See Matthew chapter 3, verse 17, chapter 17, verse 5, 3 Nephi chapter 11, verses 6 through 7, John chapter 1, verses 19 through 23. Who is Elias, and who is that prophet? The Jewish leaders wondered if John the Baptist was fulfilling ancient prophecy about prophets who would someday come among the people. They asked him if he was Elias, which is a Greek form of Elijah, the name of the prophet who was prophesied to restore all things. See Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 through 6. They also asked if he was that prophet, which may refer to the prophet mentioned in Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 15. John explained that he was neither of these, but that he was the prophet whom Isaiah said would prepare the way for the coming of the Lord. See Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3. See also Bible Dictionary, Elias. Ideas for Family Scripture Study and Family Home Evening. As you read the scriptures with your family, the Spirit can help you know what principles to emphasize and discuss in order to meet the needs of your family. Here are some suggestions. John chapter 1, verses 4 through 10. How might you help your family visualize what they read about light in these verses? You could let family members take turns shining a light in a dark room and sharing how the Savior is the light of their lives. Then, as you read John chapter 1, verses 4 through 10, family members might have additional insights into John's testimony of Jesus Christ, the light of the world. John chapter 1, verses 35 through 46. Notice John the Baptist's testimony in verse 36. What were the results of his testimony? See verses 35 through 46. What does your family learn from the people described in these verses about how to share the gospel? John chapter 1, verses 45 through 51. What did Nathanael do that helped him gain a testimony of the Savior? How have we gained our testimonies? Improving our teaching. Share object lessons. Invite family members to find objects that they can use to help them understand principles found in the scriptures you're reading as a family. For instance, they might use a candle to represent the light of Christ. See John chapter 1, verse 4.